Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. It's Henry Paulson's first day as U.S. Treasury Secretary. The former CEO of Goldman Sachs was sworn in this morning. He has lots of financial experience, but some people question whether Paulson will have enough clout to influence U.S. economic policy. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, the Treasury Secretary is supposed to be in charge of the country's fiscal policy, but that role has diminished since President Bush took office. Why?
Well, some say that it might have started about 6 years ago when the president tapped Paul O'Neill as his Treasury Secretary. He was an accomplished public servant, but he wasn't a Bush administration loyalist, and he ended up being a vocal and outspoken critic of the Bush administration's economic plans. NYU professor Paul Light says that eroded the department's role in general. And Light says it's difficult to tell exactly who has the president's ear when it comes to his economic decisions these days. And he's not sure if Henry Paulson's going to be able to trump the president's inside advisors.
Treasury has not been a destination of choice for economic policy advice. George W. Bush relies on loyalists for advice, and that would be people like Karl Rove, Vice President Cheney. You know, Donald Rumsfeld may have more to do with the economic advice going to the president than Hank Paulson.
And Professor Light doesn't expect that to change. He says the president chose Paulson because of his 30 years of international experience and his stellar reputation in the business community.
Well, if he is not a Bush loyalist, how will he get the president's ear?
Well, Professor Light says, you know, this could be Paulson's greatest challenge. The secretary's office is practically within shouting distance of the West Wing, but you still have to get them to open up that door and give you access.
What Paulson needs most is a regular meeting with the president, hopefully one-on-one, to convince the president to listen. And that is going to take time, and what Paulson does not have is time.
And, Janet, what are some of the economic challenges Paulson needs to tackle?
Well, there's the record high deficit, rising energy prices, and a declining dollar to start. And today at the ceremony, he said that his first priority is going to be forging a close working relationship with the department's career professionals. And he also said that the strength of the U.S. economy is linked to the strength of the global economy, so he'll probably focus on that as well. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're looking at why Southwest Airlines is testing assigned seats on its flights when it's the cattle call that made it so successful.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.